weary. Holding the walk, I looked at her. Then I looked at the box of tissues and the package of toilet paper. I had no idea what she was trying to say.
What do you mean? They're just tissues and toilet paper. We need those things. We haven't run out, but they won't rot if they sit around a little while.
No, of course not, but why did you have to buy blue tissues and flower pattern toilet paper?
I don't get it, I said, controlling myself. They were on sale. Blue tissues are not going to turn your nose blue. What's the big deal?
It is a big deal. I hate blue tissues and flower pattern toilet paper. Didn't you know that?
No, I didn't, I said. Why do you hate them?
How should I know why I hate them? I just do. You hate telephone covers and thermos bottles with flower decorations and bell-bottom jeans with rivets and me having my nails manicured. Not even you can say why. It's just a matter of taste.
In fact, I could have explained my reasons for all those things, but of course I did not. All right, I said. It's just a matter of taste. But can you tell me that in the 6 years we've been married, you've never once bought blue tissues or flower pattern toilet paper?
Never. Not once.
Really?
Yes, really. The tissues I buy are either white or yellow or pink. And I never buy toilet paper with patterns on it. I'm shocked that you could live with me all this time and not be aware of that.
It was shocking to me, too, to realize that in 6 long years I had never once used blue tissues or patterned toilet paper.
And while I'm at it, let me say this, she continued. I absolutely detest beef stir-fried with green peppers. Didn't you know that?
No, I didn't, I said.
Well, it's true, and don't ask me why. I just can't stand the smell of the two of them cooking in the same pan.
You mean to say that in 6 years you have never once cooked beef and green peppers together?
She shook her head.
I'll eat green peppers in a salad. I'll fry beef with onions, but I have never once cooked beef and green peppers together.
I heaved a sigh.
Haven't you ever thought it strange?
She asked.
Thought it strange? I didn't even notice, I said,
taking a moment to consider whether, since marrying, I had ever eaten anything stir-fried containing beef and green peppers. Of course, it was impossible for me to recall.
You've been living with me all this time, she said, but you've hardly paid any attention to me. The only one you ever think about is yourself.
Now, wait just a minute,
I said, turning off the gas and setting the wok down on the cooker.
Let's not get carried away here. You may be right. Maybe I haven't paid enough attention to things like tissues and toilet paper and beef and green peppers, but that doesn't mean I haven't paid any attention to you. I don't give a damn what color my tissues are. Okay, black I'd have trouble with, but white? Blue? It just doesn't matter. It's the same with beef and green peppers. Together apart, who cares? Stir-fried beef and green peppers could disappear from the face of the earth and it wouldn't matter to me. It has nothing to do with you, your essence, what makes Kumiko Kumiko. Am I wrong?
Instead of answering me, she polished off her beer in 2 big gulps and stared at the empty bottle. I dumped the contents of the wok into the garbage. So much for the beef and green peppers and onions and green sprouts. Weird. Food 1 minute, garbage the next. I opened a beer and drank from the bottle.
Why did you do that?
She asked.
You hate it that much.
But you could have eaten it. I suddenly didn't want beef and green peppers anymore.
She shrugged.
Whatever makes you happy.
She put her arms on the table and rested her face on them. For a while she stayed like that. I could see she wasn't crying or sleeping. I looked at the empty wok on the cooker, looked at Kumiko, and drank my beer down. Crazy. Who gives a damn about toilet paper and green peppers? But I walked over and put my hand on her shoulder. Okay, I said. I understand now. I'll never buy blue tissues or flowered toilet paper again, I promise. I'll take the stuff back to the supermarket tomorrow and exchange it. If they won't exchange it, I'll burn it in the yard. I'll throw the ashes in the sea, and no more beef and green peppers, never again. Pretty soon the smell will be gone, and we'll never have to think about it anymore, okay? But still she said nothing. I wanted to go out for an hour's walk and find her cheery when I got back, but I knew there was no chance of that happening. I'd have to...